Welcome back, everybody. April here with Real Talk Tarot. And today we're talking current energies for your Leo moon. Now, this moon is about balancing your ego and discovering your life purpose. Alright, so the read I have chosen to do is a full moon read. And we have the Chariot card as our base card. And there will be four cards drawn for each sign. They will be your current emotional state, how to develop security, what you can learn from vulnerability, and where your sensitivity might be heightened now at this full moon cycle. Each sign will have a little side note here on key words for you to focus on during this time. Now I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go backwards in the sign, starting with Pisces, ending with Aries. So stick with me and enjoy. Here we go. Pisces, your words for this full moon are refresh, renew, and indulge. Now, Pisces, your current emotional state is that of the star reversed. You are dog tired, okay? You may be feeling resigned, discouraged, maybe even a little depressed, all right? Understandably, you've been through a lot lately, but to develop a sense of security, it's time for you to focus on money-making ventures, anything related to career, maybe even learning something new, expanding on what you have. So again, remember your words were refresh, renew, indulge. So indulge your imagination even here, okay? You may be learning that it's okay to be tired. With strength reversed here, you don't have to be on all the time, Pisces. You're only human. And your sensitivity is heightened by death reversed. Stagnation and risk aversion is different than just taking a break. So give yourself a break and learn the difference. You know, rest when you need to, but don't overindulge those feelings to, you know, just pull the covers up over your head and shut the world out. Now, your vulnerability is coming from a King of Cups reversed. So you might need to recognize, as hard as this might be to hear, your own self-serving behavior or that of another who's been taking advantage of you in some way, all right, at your expense. All right, moving on to Aquarius. Your message is to ride the bench for the Hunger Game type drama at work and focus on yourself and your own personal goals. So your current emotional state is that of the Six of Cups. And you might be feeling nostalgic at this time and thinking about old friends, things you used to do, places you used to go, and you're feeling appreciated and understood, finally. Stability for you comes from the Knight of Pentacles, meaning hard work and financial advisement. It might be time to look over your budgets and your portfolio, whatever it is that might secure you financially. Your vulnerability lesson comes from the Four of Cups reversed. If you've been blaming others, or you may be suspicious at this time, it might be time to instead go within and ask yourself why you're feeling that way. There's a Page of Wands here now, and your sensitivity might be heightened by this new positive phase. So if you've been feeling a little suspicious, and you might miss an opportunity because of that old pattern of thinking. All right. Okay, next we have Capricorn, and your message is, there's no I in team. Give credit where it's due. All right, Capricorn, your current emotional state is the Hermit. So you've gone within, and you're not showing your emotions. You're feeling them, and they're churning around in there, but you've got a poker face right now. Your security can be developed through the Emperor reversed. So it might be time to stop any and all reckless behavior, whether it's you or someone else. Okay, because this energy is creating an instability and even hostility. So I hope you're not in the Hermit mode, tamping down your anger, your hostility you might be feeling because of this reckless behavior. Your lesson in vulnerability is to turn that Emperor upright and inspire others to do the same with the Knight of Wands. Your sensitivity will be heightened by the need for stability. And this might be causing you to hoard, penny pinch, over-identify with wealth. So it's everything in moderation. Remember the laws of attraction. You give as you get. So let that be an equal reciprocity. Okay. All right. Sagi. Sagi, your keynotes here have to do with boredom, cabin fever, a need to change your scenery. And it might be time to go get your kicks on what used to be Route 66. Some of you might be too young to remember. Anyway, your current emotional state is that of temperance. You're the eye of the storm. You're exhibiting patience and maturity in a very volatile situation. So the Hanged Man indicates you're exercising restraint. Your lesson of vulnerability is through the Ten of Swords, and it's indicating you've removed yourself from the pain of any betrayal. You felt it, you've dealt with it, but you're kind of taking a step back from it. So this cycle brings awareness to your sensitivity through the Queen of Pentacles reversed. So you might be now, while you're sitting there in the eye, thinking that perhaps you behaved badly in some way, and that maybe even contributed to this storm. You might have been controlling, suspicious, maybe even greedy. But again, that goes back to maybe you were bored. And it's time for you to do activities that expand your own growth and don't interfere with anyone else's. Okay, so we have Scorpio. Your keyword or message here is, if efforts have been futile, fuck it, change direction and keep it pushing. So Scorpio, your current emotional state is the Wheel of Fortune. So you're probably in a current state of emotional growth and maturation, which your message indicates, being mature means letting things go and moving on and progressing anyway. A Queen of Wands is here to help you develop a sense of security through applying your lessons to your own life so that you can help and support others who might be struggling. The Four of Wands is here for you to open up to others and to share your pain, joy, and maybe even offer guidance. You may be sensitive to arguments and trickery here with the Five of Wands reversed, but don't let that allow your progress. Put that in your rear view, Scorpio. Libra, Your message is social distancing, setting limits, drawing the line in the sand. Okay. So your current emotional state is the magician reverse. So you may be feeling superior and sitting on a high horse, which if you're social distancing and setting your limits, you might be appearing to be a little arrogant, okay? But are you really a superior, or is this that of an imposter? To develop your sense of security with this Knight of Cups reversed, you might need to curb your tendencies to meddle in others' affairs. Even if you think you know the answer, it's none of your business, and you're not really helping anyone but your own ego. You can learn from vulnerability by working on yourself and your own material and spiritual growth with the Knight of Pentacles. This cycle, your sensitivity is heightened by the Tower. So greed, pride, and arrogance will bring the collapse of anything built on a crumbling foundation. Okay, Virgo, your key words here are to choose your words wisely or just shut the hell up. So your current emotional state is that of sorrow and regret here. I'm sorry, Virgo, with the Five of Swords. You might be feeling a lack of strength and resources. So many obstacles. It just never seems to end. But this full moon is asking you to develop security by becoming your opposite, okay, which would be a Pisces, a Queen of Cups. It's time for you to balance your heart and your mind and rule your domain with emotional maturity. You can learn about your vulnerability through the Eight of Cups reversed. Resting bitch face, Virgo, and this shouldn't really be that hard for you. Don't let anyone manipulate you by mistaking your kindness for weakness. You will be sensitive to perceived loss, lack, and just plain exhaustion. Keep it pushing, Virgo. I see a light at the end of this tunnel. Leo, your message is attention-seeking. Don't worry, Leo. They love you. So, Leo, you're feeling imbalanced currently, and there has been what you feel to be a miscarriage of justice, maybe even some corruption. You've got the justice reversed. So to develop security during the full moon phase, you will need to be courageous yet guarded with the Seven of Wands. Your lesson of vulnerability comes with the Page of Pentacles. So this means, Leo, you will not only have to accept that you aren't always the center of attention, but you'll have to be willing to work toward developing emotional maturity and a sense of self-worth that doesn't involve others' attention. And you might even have to learn something new or try on a new perspective or but this full moon will affect your sensitivity by means of the Seven of Pentacles reversed. So you might recognize the need to up your game in some way. There might be some competition or perceived competition. Maybe you'll just try to outdo yourself, and that's really the best, Leo. It's not competing with others, but competing with yourself. Improving yourself, challenging yourself. You're not comparing yourself to others. You might even decide to return to an unfinished or unsuccessful project from the past. All right. Now, Cancer, your message is, whoa there, big spender, that rainy day might be looming. Cancer, your current emotional state signals a lack of emotion in material pleasures. So you might be gaining, but you're not really feeling it. You might even find yourself wasting resources in order to substitute for the lack of emotion. Okay? Money cannot buy you love. So, the Three of Cups reversed. You're feeling a lack of emotion here. And you're not being gratified by wasting your resources on, I don't know, purchases that just don't, things you just don't need. Okay, so the Upside Down Magician is here to develop security, indicates a need for more conscious living, and maybe some self-examination and reflection. Are you unscrupulous in your pursuit of material pleasures? Your lesson in vulnerability comes in the form of the High Priestess reversed. It might be time to realize that you are human. You're susceptible to ignorance and ego. And that, well, maybe in the past you have done some things you aren't necessarily proud of. Those things, you know, can be forgiven and learned from and applied. Now, your sensitivity, this cycle is the moon reversed. And this can make you prone to feeling of hysterical, you know, you can just feel like you're losing your mind and alienated from everyone else. So, try to get out there, put yourself out there, and maybe try to find fulfillment through projects, creative projects, developing real relationships, not so much things that can be bought. Okay. Now, Gemini. Your message is to take five. It's okay right now to put off today what can and will most likely be done tomorrow. So, Gemini, your current emotional status is the Hierophant reversed. You might be riding your high horse this cycle. So, to develop security, you might have to look at ways that you have been a bully or just too controlling. You may be acting without conscience rather, here with the Queen of Pentacles. Now remember, there's strength in vulnerability. So that card here indicates that it's okay to show your vulnerability. You don't always have to be a badass. It's not a show of weakness to be a little more tolerant and understanding and even compassionate toward people or situations. Your sensitivity is heightened with the opportunity of the Eight of Swords. So take up the challenge and allow others to be a part of things or to make decisions. Okay. Taurus, shut the door to the world, disconnect from drama that's nachos. All right, Taurus, your current emotional state may have you hiding away and possibly with embarrassment, with the Two of Pentacles reversed. Someone may have warned you, but you ignored it and are feeling the repercussions. To develop security, you have the Five of Swords. So you might have to overcome your own tendencies to misjudge and to get caught up in these embarrassing situations. And to become weak and disoriented to the point where you can be manipulated or led astray either by your own mind or others. So what can you learn from vulnerability is the Two of Wands. You have to forgive yourself and others for being ill-prepared for the task at hand. Not everyone can do everything. And not to allow the little setbacks to keep you from progressing. You might find just one little setback is just going to, oh, I'm done. Throw your hands up. Whole thing's over. It's never going to work. You know, try to avoid that kind of negative thinking. Okay? You're sensitive to being proven wrong. No one likes that. But you might deny truth, and you certainly don't want to repent for anything. I mean, who does? But you probably don't want to come clean because of that. But this cycle is about balancing ego. And you might have to spend some time alone to forgive and to figure out if your heart is going to win over your ego. All right. And finally, Aries. There might be a need to compromise in love. There's a lot of tension underneath, but that's really about passion. It might be time to meet in the middle. Now, Aries, this full moon cycle, your current emotional state is that of the Six of Swords. So you might feel like running away right now. You may be tired or feel dejected, and you just want to escape. You're feeling very cagey right now. The thing to do to develop security is the Eight of Pentacles. So focusing on work and building wealth and trying to avoid any kind of escapism. A potential lesson in vulnerability comes with the Two of Swords reversed. So you might have to accept that you misjudged a person and that any lies or deceit had more to do with the other person's character than with your ability to read anything. Because you've got a big, wide, open heart. It's like you're a lot like Leo in that way. And Sag, I guess it's all the fire signs. So, this tends to happen to you a lot. But your sensitivity, this cycle, is heightened by death. So you're feeling the change is coming. You're not sure what it's going to mean for you. So this full moon is about needing to compromise without fear of consequence, not judging things by what happened in the past, and releasing that tension, maybe getting together with your partner that way, or maybe refocusing that passion into a creative project if that's not possible at this time. All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed your full moon in Leo energy read, and I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.